Unlimited.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. That you send in some questions and we answer them, yeah.
Lovely questions.
They're always very good.
Mm-hmm. Quite the sell you're giving it there.
I have a bit of an upset stomach now. I had one of them pre-made wraps. You know them ones that...
You had it about 4 minutes ago.
I know, but I definitely have salmonella.
Listeria. Listeria.
My stomach keeps going...
Your stomach's going... What the fuck was that?
It's going...
Like a funny tube.
Like one of them funny tubes, yeah. Remember them, man? Funny tubes.
No.
They were real funny tubes. Funniest tube I've ever seen.
Oh, gas.
And I've seen some tubes.
And you turn them upside down and it goes, wow. Goes, wow.
Oh, those tubes. Yeah.
Those tubes. Do your best impression of one of those tubes.
Nah.
That was pretty decent.
And then if you do the up and down, kind of like a ski pole in it, it's like,
the last time I was in studio with the two of you was the cabbage and ham bit.
Cabbage and ham?
I don't remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
Don't remember cabbage and ham?
The new hosts of the...
Oh, okay.
The theme tune.
Sunday Roast.
So we've just... It feels like we're picking up where we left off.
Yeah.
Just funny sounds.
Welcome to the Staller Podcast with Cabbage and Ham.
Cabbage. What was the funny sound? We weren't doing funny sounds. We were doing like a...
There was a lot of...
Doing a, I was like...
Oh, that's wrong.
Nope.
I'll do it one more time, okay?
Nickelodeon.
Rugrats.
Rugrats, yeah.
Ah, very good.
Oh, we should play a game where you have to guess the theme song.
Oh, yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, here goes.
Drake and Josh.
No.
It's Drake and Josh.
You stupid bastard.
Headaches. You give me headaches.
Hug me, brother.
Mad that he was in Oppenheimer. What are you doing there, Josh Peck? Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he's in Oppenheimer.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's the atomic bomb.
He was with Cillian Murphy and the boys.
Jesus.
Killian, you give me headaches. And like, not Drake and Josh.
Wrong show, wrong movie.
It's funny that they use their real names, isn't it? It's like they copied off Darren and Joe's Free Gaff.
Cheaters.
Legends.
It's the same with Keenan and Kel.
Keenan. True.
Isn't it? Keenan and Kel were... That's
they're the OGs. Good burger. Any questions?
I have questions.
Of course you do. Imagine you didn't. Imagine one day you just didn't have aunt and we just sat here and just said, let's guess the theme song. Ba bam boo.
God.
Sometimes I feel like we're not that far away from that. Yeah.
Sometimes. But you do have questions.
Question from Daniel. Very straightforward. Chinese or chipper?
Chinese.
Forevermore.
Ah, yeah. More variety with a Chinese.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
More taste, more...
Yeah, you'd miss the chip of chips.
Ah, I'd settle for the Chinese chips.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes I prefer them.
Yeah. You'd have to. If a major couldn't have one...
Yeah, because like... You can't replicate a Chinese at home, but I feel like you could closely get to a chipper at home.
Ooh. It's a big statement.
Ooh.
You think you can make a snack box?
I think I can make a snack box. I don't think I could make a fucking green Thai curry.
Battered cod?
You absolutely could make a green Thai curry.
Not like the curry shop.
Green Thai curry is probably the most easiest thing to replicate.
I don't think
you couldn't have picked a worse example.
I don't think I could replicate a...
Chicken ball.
Ooh, I think you... I mean, it'd be harder. It would be harder. But you could make some nice chicken balls.
The Diggers ones.
The what ones?
The Diggers ones. You get a bag of chicken balls in the freezers.
It's just batter. I'm saying, just dip
where's the chicken in that? The batter. No chicken in that, just batter. Yeah, I'd pick a Chinese anyway.
Yeah, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, special fried rice, yeah. Oh, what's our order? What's our order? Go on.
Big tray of noodles.
Mm. Oh, chow mein.
Chicken curry.
Chicken punk. Chicken pop.
Spice bag.
Yeah. Kung Pao chicken. Can't replicate that at home.
Yuk song.
Yuk. Oh, you couldn't replicate that at home. You get the letters already. You wouldn't get that fucking little mint joke. I'll pick curry. What's next?
Yeah. All day.
Okay. Chippers are a bit hit and miss. Either I get a fresh bag of chips or reheat.
I never feel good after a chipper. I always feel like, oh, why'd I get that?
Mm.
Whereas with a chip, with a curry shop, I feel like, I love you, curry tray. I wish there was more of you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
You just have me all hungry now.
Question for you from Kira.
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 She said, I was walking through town this morning. I saw a very large truck on South William Street. It was far too wide for the street. At a point where there were a few bollards or bins or something sticking out. This meant the truck was stuck and it was causing absolute chaos. It was clear the driver had taken a wrong turn in the one-way system or something like that. I was almost sure he was on his first day on the job because the poor chap looked absolutely lost and had nowhere to go, and had no idea where to go. Loads of the car drivers stuck behind him were getting wound up and beeping at him, and the poor fella didn't know what to do. Got me wondering, have you ever been in an excruciatingly embarrassing situation where all you could do was stand there and be embarrassed because you had no idea how to get out of it?
Oh yeah.
Go on.
I talked about it before, but I was stuck in a lift in Easons. Is that, would that be a correct answer?
Did you get us for that?
Yeah, I remember talking about it in the early days. Back when the podcast was good.
Oh, Jesus.
I think the podcast is great now.
No, it's even better now.
Go on.
It's better now. No. Yeah, I got stuck in a lift in Easons because my mate jumped in it. And we pressed, like, it just, like, stopped working. And we pressed, like, the open doors thing. And it was just a wall. It was all fucking scary, man. And then, like, we're in there for, like, an hour. And they had to, like, get someone to, like, do you know what you'd lift the car up with?
Yeah, like a jack.
Like a jack, like, yeah, but, like, a really big one. And, like, they jacked it down. And there was just, like, this gap looking into Easons. And we all, so our heads were just popping up. It was fucking scary. There's nowhere I could go. So that's kind of reminded me.
Was it embarrassing?
Was that a terrible thing when I said when the podcast was good? Because I was only messing.
You upset me.
Sorry, I was joking. It was scary.
Is that, that's not the same thing though? Because I mean, how many people can see in the lift?
Everyone looking in.
Like, sounds like this poor driver had the whole street looking at him.
Blocked off, yeah.
The busy.
I'd say Joe probably has stories like that with in the car, maybe.
I would guess Joe has a story like
that. I'm pretty sure I've gone down, like, the wrong way, down a wrong way.
Way down a one-way street.
I'm pretty sure I've done that, and then I had to, like, back up all the way. But I'm just trying to fucking think. There was a standoff. I remember having a standoff with somebody. It was a two-way street, but only one car could fit down
the street.
Down the street. And I was like, the cars are on your side, mate. Like, you need to back up and put... That's... Do you know what? When I went down to Wexford a couple of weeks ago, we pulled into like this fucking country road. It was like a really country road, you know, where there's grass in the middle of the road and stuff like that. And all the houses were miles away from each other, but they were on the left-hand side. And we got to the end and it was a dead end. And we had to we had to turn around and go all the way back. And we had asked the person at the end, can we fucking park here and then just walk onto the beach and we'll throw you a tenner? And they said, no. And I was like, well, fuck you, you little cunt. Me child is shitting on the beach. So we turned the car back and we went back down the way we came through that lane. And then towards the end, another car was coming up. And there was no way that two of the cars were
going
to fit down.
He was going the right way, though.
Well, it's a two-way thing, like, but only one car could fit there. And I was like, go back. Like, I can see the
entrance. You are already there.
Yeah, and like I can see the entrance. I'm pointing in the car and I'm saying, go back. And then they're saying to me, you go back. And I'm like, there's nowhere for me to go back. So then your woman got out of the car and came up to me and she goes, go back. And I said, you go back. And I'm like having an argument in the middle of this country road. Says, you go back. I can see the entrance there. And then she goes, there's a little inlet. You just go back. It's a little bit forward or back and you have to just pull into the side there. And I'm like, there is no inlet. I'm going to have to go all the way back to like the end of this road for you to come in. There's no way that this can happen. And I end up giving in because she convinced me that there was an inlet.
And there wasn't.
And there was, but it was way further than where the entrance was. And there's like a ditch. So the houses are on one side and there's a ditch on the other side. And Oliver is crying in the car because he's afraid that we're going to fall into the ditch. And we were close. Like, it's a very, very small, narrow road. And I wanted to get out of it. I wanted to just ram into the car.
A little tap even.
I'd love to. Wouldn't you love to do that?
Yeah, just a little boom.
Look, if someone honks at you and you're at the lights and you're like, I'm about to put my car in gear, give me a second.
That way, Amy the other day was just like, she was... had her foot on the fucking thing, just ready to go. It was like green, like, and she just went straight away. And someone beeped at her while she was going through it.
It's like, as soon as I went, like,
and like, I was just like, why don't you just get out and shout? Because if I drove a car, I'd be getting out and I'd be like, hey, don't fucking fuck off.
Yeah,
I'd be so tempted. Like,
I'd be tempted to reverse into. I'd be like, you want me to fucking go fucking, and then reverse back and ram into the.
Oh, when they do that thing where it's like the windows are up, but they're fucking coursing at you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you fucking, like, I'd love to just stop the car and get out and go, come on, say it to me. Roll down the window.
Tell me what you really think, huh?
I like the way she was in the old window.
Roll down the window.
Not the button.
Yeah, cars are embarrassing.
Okay, we leave it there.
So.
Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com. And if you don't, you're missing out.
See you on Wednesday.
Hopefully, please God.
God willing.